That's me.
Okay, call board of council meeting for May 29th. If everyone will stand.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Jim Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Westfall?
Here.
Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Rhodes?
Here.
Mr. Rebelette?
Here.
Ms. Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mayor Yoko?
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Rebelette?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And by the vote of 7-0, the agenda is approved. Approval of the May 14th minutes.
Motion to approve minutes from May 14th.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Rebelette?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I've only got one thing. I want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with Bryce Anderson and his family. Bryce is the superintendent of the street department, and his mother passed away.
Mayor, I think
you
should also thank the hundreds of volunteers in the community that participated in several very successful events over the weekend to support Memorial Day services and all of the veterans organizations, the Boy Scouts that placed the flags on hundreds and hundreds of graves, the police fire department, sheriff's department, all of the units that participated in the Memorial Day services. Of course, the Rendezvous, which has lots and lots of nonprofit groups and other volunteers that give the success that it is. And certainly the many volunteers and contributors that made the Sturdy and Sons statue completion the success that it is. So I think we have a great deal to be proud of, and it all goes back to many volunteers and governors and people working together to make it happen.
Anyone else? We'll move on to committee chair reports. Hearing none, report of city officers.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, distinguished members of the City Council, it is my humble honor to present to you three new firefighters that were just sworn in at the Board Works meeting just prior to this one. Again, it is my humble honor to present to you Andrew McNeese. If you please stand, come up. Luke Morris and Mr. David Thunderwell. It will be units 297, 98, and 299. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Far free to go. Now, I hate to take them, but we have a few formalities we have to take care of.
Okay. We'll move on to old business. Councilman Salters will discuss.
One of the nice things that happened with our last discussion is after we talked about possible quotes with Wi-Fi, we got some more new, better quotes. I sent those to you last week. And with that, what you're going to see is the costs went down drastically. And we can basically have whatever we want done with this done quickly. The one response that I did have from Councilwoman Rose, which she would like to see this done for Riverwalk first with it, summer's here, and if you think about it, every weekend, there's going to be some type of activity downtown, which it would probably be very beneficial to have it there first. So I have no qualms of going to Riverwalk first before we go to Greg Park. Test it out there, see how it works, and then move on slowly but surely as we do this. But the nice thing about this is with the cost going down so far, I mean, this project should be simple, quick, easy, and we really got a pretty good offer. So my recommendation, after talking with the mayor, is that we go with the Synergy MetroNet offer that they sent, and I sent out to you last week, and we start at the Riverwalk first, and then go to Greg and the rest of the parks.
Is there a way, maybe, Tim, to measure the results? I'm sure it'll be successful.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have data to be able to look back and see how it works and see how many people get on and
good
connectivity speed and things like that. We'll have access to all that stuff.
Good, thank you.
So you're not asking for an additional appropriation? You're just
this is the or this is the route that I'd like to see us go. Okay. That we start with everything that we've looked at, now the prices that we have in front of us, that the best offer that we had was Synergy MetroNet. In discussions with the mayor, this is the one I think I'm making my recommendation from all the months that we've gone over this, that this is the way we go. We start with the Riverwalk, we go with Greg Park, and then we go through the other parks. Obviously, it takes some time looking to make sure that we got all the kinks figured out when we go through the Riverwalk, because it'll take time anytime you try something new and figure something out and see how it works. But from there, then we go through there. Obviously, as we go through this process, then this will be added in to the parks budget. And you can put it in there as a line item for like computers or something like that for service. So something real easy to add in there as we move forward.
So with the funding for that, from your existing funds, Mayor, from the account?
We'll have to sit down and discuss
yeah,
where the funds will come from, but like Kim said, put into the parks budget for next year.
It's close to the art budget time, but that's a logical way to proceed to put it into the parks budget.
You're not saying hold off until, right? Mm-hmm. You're not saying hold off until new budget, or?
I mean, we're about that stage, we're talking about the whole department budget.
If we're going to hook it up this year, we're going to have to do an additional.
Yeah, we can sit down. I can sit down with the mayor, sit down with Steve. We can figure that out to where an additional, if we need to do an additional, or we can move something around to be able to use it for that. But specifically tonight, I just want to make sure that's the route that we want to go. And if that is the route that we want to go, then we can get things finalized to where we would move money around, or if an additional would need to be made. So just to kind of clarify that as we go.
And then as soon as that's figured out and you guys are on board, then the contract will go to the Board of Works to get approved and signed.
Just so I understand, all you're talking about perhaps in this year is the Riverwalk.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll take, by the time we get the Riverwalk done, and by the time that we make sure the kinks are worked out, it'll be close to us. I mean, what are we talking about? In the beginning of August, when we've been doing our budgets recently, right?
Department heads and myself with the clerk treasurer will start doing budgets first.
Yeah, so I mean, you're right. You're right, Councilman Chatt. We'll be able to easily shift this into next year's budget as we go forward, so.
And what was the total cost for?
The total cost when we started was going to be like $2,500, but now it's dropped almost in half to what it will be. So, I mean, we're looking at a pretty extensive project. It's going to be pretty cheap.
So we're looking at $1,250.
Yeah.
So do you want to, we'll sit down and figure out where it's coming from.
We'll sit down and figure out where it's coming from, and then we'll tell them if we're either moving money or we need an additional.
Right.
I mean, that'll be you, me, Steve. As we go forward, the key thing I wanted to make sure is this is the route that we wanted to go. And then if that's an agreement, then we'll sit down and get that done and go forward from there.
Any objections?
No. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Now, do we have on Main Street, this is the existing service?
I don't know that it's still.
That's my question. I wanted to.
It was the new one.
Right.
And then switched to AT&T, I think, but I don't.
I think it's.
I don't think it's still.
From the discussions that I had with Tim, it's outdated. There's stuff there. It's outdated. It hasn't been really kept up to date. So there are some issues with that. But I mean, that's something we can look into if we want to look in that route. But the key thing, obviously, the emphasis I would make, that Riverwalk's vitally important. And obviously, with everything that's going on, Councilwoman Rose is right. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening each weekend now for the next couple of weeks, obviously, for the rest of the summer. So we want to make sure that that's there and available.
Would the Riverwalk also include the farmer's market area?
Yeah.
Good.
Is everybody good with this move forward?
Yeah.
Councilman Salters. We'll move to new bad business. First up is ordinance 7/2018, amending schedule 3, Fifth and Perry's relay stop sign, the 90-day trial period has expired, and we're replacing it with a two-way stop sign. And we need somebody to make a motion and a second to approve.
Motion to approve ordinance 7/2018.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall. We read ordinance 7/2018.
Ordinance 7/2018, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Benson, Indiana, amending schedule 3 stop sign and 19 code of ordinances, traffic schedules. Permanently removed the stop sign at Fifth and Perry, which was a two-way stop, and that it would be a two-way stop. So schedule 3, subsection B would also be amended to show that it's now a two-way stop at Fifth and Perry on the Perry Street plan.
Discussion.
There's been no issue, right?
No.
I mean, usually if there was, they'd be here telling us that there were issues, but there.
Like, the only issue I heard was no one stopped there anyway.
I don't think anybody stopped anywhere.
That's always good.
Question.
Real quick, I will mention that former council member Kirk had a concern with eliminating the railway stop because his daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids live in that area. Just so you know, that's the only concern I've had. He's keeping his finger on the ball. One of his concerns. Any other discussion?
All the questions?
Yeah. Mr. Rappelett?
Yes.
Mr. Rose?
Yes.
Vice President Westfall.
Yes.
President Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Grove.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, first reading of ordinance 7/2018 passes. Somebody make a second.
Motion on second reading on ordinance 7/2018.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 7/2018.
Ordinance 7/2018, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Benson, amending traffic schedules and Benson's code of ordinances, sections 1, 2, and 3, removing the stop sign at Fifth and Perry and making Fifth and Perry a two-way stop on the Perry Street.
Discussion.
Do we need to make a motion to suspend the rules first?
Second.
Okay. Is there a reason we would need to do all three tonight?
The sign's already gone.
It's 90 days. And I haven't got the plan yet. I've got the order to catch up.
There's your answer.
I mean, we don't have to. Got a motion and a second.
Question. Call for question.
Ms. Rappelett?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Fair, yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Second reading passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion to suspend the rules on ordinance 7-2018.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, sent by Vice President Westfall, to suspend the rules and have third reading of ordinance 7-2018.
Mr. Revlon?
Yes.
Ms. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
And by vote of 7-0, we will suspend the rules. Need a motion for third.
Motion for third reading on ordinance 7-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, sent by Vice President Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 7-2018.
Ordinance 7-2018, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amending Schedule 3 Stop Streets and the Vincennes Code of Ordinances, Section 22.
Discussion.
Question.
Mr. Revlon?
Yes.
Ms. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
And Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, third and final reading of ordinance 7-2018 passes, making fifth and Perry a quarter stop. Next is ordinance 8-2018, amending ordinance number 2980.
Motion to approve, read and approve ordinance 8-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, sent by Vice President Westfall, to read ordinance 8-2018.
Ordinance 8-2018, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance number 29-80, as amended to change sections 1 through 12, updating the Vincennes landscape.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, just to refresh everybody's memory, of course, this is an effort to I guess reinvigorate an ordinance that has been on the books for 38 years, has been established policy of the City of Vincennes, and is also now incorporated ideas from an ad hoc committee of citizens led by Will Drew, who made a presentation to council, and then after that, the City Tree Board also. And made some suggestions. So it's kind of a labor of love with many people. We have discovered that there were a few ideas from either the tree board or the ad hoc committee that did not make it into this draft. But what you have before you is I'd say we're about 95, maybe 98% there. The biggest changes are going to be in the listings of plants, frankly. Not a real interesting thing to do. But what I would suggest, since we're this far along, is that we do pass it on first reading. I think by a second reading, we can bring back the amended version that begins with a few ideas that still need to be included. And we can then, proceed with the delivery at that point. So that would be my suggestion as we move it forward. The first reading, the second reading, is usually the amendment. Within that time, we get those few changes included.
Any other discussion?
I've got two concerns, and I know this will go back and forth, so I thank Councilman Chapman for working on this. The appeals process, I know I talked about wanting to make sure that we're as flexible as possible. I would like to see the appeals come back to us instead of the tree board, similar to what we see like when we do stuff with like area plan. They do a lot of the heavy lifting, and there's a good working relationship with us and area plan, but even if there's a disagreement in the end, we get the final say on that. I think that would be beneficial for people investing and people building and those kind of things, so that it's easier to get a hold of us and come to us than the tree board. And then the invasive species that we're going after. So the city inspector is the one, And his office would be the one that would be focused on enforcing this, correct?
Correct. Actually, the way this is written is the city inspector previously had the authority to approve the landscape in his office. This is saying it has to go to the tree board. The tree board would look at it and say, yeah, you're not here.
I mean, isn't there any concern? And I mean, that office is already pretty bogged down right now with those normal things that throwing this on top of that with, I mean, without any other group or additional help. I mean, that's just a question that I have. And I didn't see anything too, if we're gonna fine people for having invasive species, what about selling those? Like, are we just gonna give lists to people?
That's not addressed, the sales of invasive species. What this would only address is that if you're planting plants for a new development or redevelopment, that you're not using invasive species. But our ordinance does not address the sale of invasive species. And I understand the county council is considering such an ordinance, but that's completely outside the bounds of this. To your point about appeal, the way it's currently written is that the developer, in the event that his development would be turned down by the Tree Landscape Commission, would have 2 weeks to appeal to the Board of Public Works and Safety. So I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. You would rather have an appeal to the City Council rather than to the Board of Public Works and Safety?
Yes.
I'm afraid we're going to run a foul separation of powers here. The legislative body is the executive branch to enforce ordinances. You don't want to pass the law and also pass judgment on how it's enforced. That would be sticky. That's a technical legal.
And I will say, I was on the original landscape commission for some years, and we really did not ever encounter a situation where a developer could not develop. There was always give and take by that commission. I assume that on the appeal, the Board of Public Works and Safety would be sensitive to those issues as well. So, but just to understand you, Dave, you're saying if the appeal goes to the Board of Public Works and Safety, we're okay on the division.
Yeah, I think that's where it should be.
Okay.
It's the same place if they don't have a problem with the building permit or anything, any of our other ordinance, either the Board of Works and Public Safety, or the Army Executive Branch. Courts are always there too, if you name them, they're okay.
Hey, Mark, I'd like to see something added in here that if for some reason I could not find somebody that falls under these qualifications, that I could bring an appointment to this council and they would approve it. Because there's times boards, to get people to serve on boards, and when they have restrictions on who can be on it, it's tough to get people.
No, I mean, we've run into those problems recently with a lot of different things. So.
As far as the issue of enforcement, after the plan has been approved, and once the plants or trees or whatever have been planted, if they're not maintained properly, is there any kind of course for enforcement?
Chainsaw. Is there anything in that?
Well, the bond is something that could be used. I think what we're going to find over time is, in the cases I am familiar with, and we've had some cases that have been pretty flagrant where approved landscaping was removed. It usually was the result of a new manager coming in that thought those trees were his, that his wishes, and didn't realize that they were put in compliance with the city ordinance. I think that is, if we somehow better educate the business owners along the business corridors, that indeed that this landscaping that we have some authority over, we will not claim that to be.
And that can be done when they apply for a permit at the inspector's office. So they can be told that at that time.
Well, it could. Yeah. Well, what I'm pointing out is that the landscaping that has been removed, let's take Hucks as an example, the corner of the 15 and a half Hart, to be specific. They took out all the trees.
Yeah.
Well, those are all street trees that they shouldn't have done. But I mean, that manager, they probably had 15 managers in that intervening meeting. So the new manager didn't realize that he was violating the city ordinance. So I think it'll take an ongoing education to do that. But most business people are going to try to cooperate.
Flexibility on minimum requirements. Let's say they just look at it, like I know we got kind of like set numbers. As long as it's somewhere similar to that or close to that, like, I mean, you might have a developer come in and say, well, I see this, but I think this will flow better if we do this or that. I mean, then they file an appeal immediately or because they know that they're going to be following the minimum requirements?
The tree board could approve it with changes. Now they could just wholesale ignore the ordinance. There's some give and take there. One way that they could do it, for instance, you know, sometimes there's a number of parking places required for an off-street business, business on the street. They could work with the area planning commission to waive those numbers of parking places in order to meet the landscape.
So are we going to go back and look at some of those, or is this going to be from these day forward?
Well, in my opinion, let's take a concrete example of Zach Steiner. If you were to have a building permit for a major remodel of that building, I think you should revisit your lack of landscape on the primitive lot.
So all of this is going to fall under the when they apply for permits, Phil will give them the ordinance for landscaping. They'll get their landscaping, whatever you need, and then they'll take that to the tree board or the landscape board. And they'll review it, either approve it or tell them what they should be doing and what they need. And if they approve it, it'll go back to inspector's office to get the permits to move forward.
But you want to go back to previous?
Mm-hmm. If it's a large enough development, you need a building permit, then you.
But how about just like putting parking lots in, just a parking lot? Would we have to? I mean, would the city have to have done that for the lot we just did? And we just
put in a building. Yes. It's red.
It's got hanging baskets.
I think it was 30 spots there. So we'd have to put in 7 trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an architectural design around the edge. That probably needs that. Chose an architectural feature versus a tree, so that's something that we just have to work out.
Okay.
As I say, that would have been a case where we're going to appeal to the Board of Works. Right. So it was turned down, and the Board of Works could have decided how they want to handle it.
There's a lot of nuances with this ordinance.
I don't think any of us disagree up here. I mean, we want to see the city of Vincennes. It's beautiful. I mean, we're very proud of some of the things that we've done recently. I just have some questions about this one.
Well, I can just tell you that, like most boards, that when you sit down with the developer or directly with the business owner and they present their plan and you work with them to try to figure out an accommodation with what the ordinance is requiring. Usually, in my experience, I don't ever recall appeal being made from what the decision was, the landscape commission. Usually, everything is worked out at that point. But with this method of having an appeal, the award works, I'd be very confident that if the tree landscape commission goes too far in making requirements, if the Board of Public Works and Safety will be a safety check for sure that reasonable decisions are made. At the end of the day, what this was first adopted for, and the reason we're trying to reestablish it, is that if you can have an ordinance such as this over time, as you have new development in the city and major redevelopment, your city will get more attractive. And your city becomes more attractive, it's more desirable from an economic development standpoint for additional development. So I think that's what we're all after.
The big thing that I'll say is I just want to see somehow us word in somehow where we can be flexible with the developer. And that's kind of a key component for me, because kind of a one-size-fits-all doesn't really fit all. Because people have different visions of something, or you know, they see something different that we might not see, or they want something different that we might not want. So flexibility in a relationship of working with these developers, I also think helps foster a growing relationship with businesses and developers in the town. So I'd like to see somehow us worded in that way, where flexibility and us willing and being able to work with them is in there somehow.
All right, we can look at that in the second reading.
Any other discussion? Call for question.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Ramalek?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Westphal?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, they both look 6-1. First reading of ordinance 8/2018. It's
been a while since
then. Okay, we'll move on to claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $652,751.50.
Second. So the motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westphal, pay the claims amount of $652,751.50.
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Ramalek?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Westphal?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Next, under miscellaneous, is myself. I've handed you all a report from our Reedy Financial through the IRS of the city to help with budgets and things. This is to deal with the Pantheon, how we move forward with funding for that project. Right now, it's to be a 50-50 project between us and the county. The accountants have come up with this funding recommendation, and their recommendation is I'm going to ask the RDC for 35% of this to $950,000, and then Rainy Day pay for the rest of our, which is $617,500, and this is a recommendation of our mechanic, financial. This is where we go. In this, they said that because of the amount of money we have in Rainy Day, it affects our shortfall appeals because we really have too much money, and they think this is probably an excellent project if you spend $1 billion. So I want to bring that to your attention. I know we've discussed the Pantheon many times up here. We've passed an interlocal agreement. It's down to the funding portion. So in the next meeting or two, I'll bring forward a resolution to spend those Rainy Day dollars on the Pantheon project. And also at the same time, I'm going to say I have an appointment to that board, and I am going to appoint Steve Miller as my appointment. I think the council has an appointment.
Yes.
But do you guys know who you're going to appoint to this?
We haven't discussed this fully yet.
Okay. So this will just for your information, this will be coming to you in the next meeting or two.
Mr. Mayor, is that one lump sum payment?
Yes.
Or, I didn't know if it was spread out.
I don't know if it'll be paid out.
Well, because I know in the conversation.
As the project moves forward.
Conversations that we've had, they've had it split up before, and then some, they haven't. So I'm just curious, because obviously the numbers have matched up with everything that's been said so far.
Right.
That's what I was curious about, because then we run into that thing where it's like every year, there's like, well, remember this.
Right. This will be, probably this money will be taken out of rainy day and put into a separate line item to be paid out. I don't know if it'll be at one time or if it will be as the project moves forward. But this is also dependent on the council approval. And this was for your information. This will be coming here in the near future. Anyone else have anything on the miscellaneous? Just need a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
We are adjourned.
Hey, Dwayne, don't leave.